one of the several great novelties that, emerged from the career of Jesus is the belief that a lot of people thought he was the Messiah. What's the Messiah? The Messiah was supposed to be a descendant of David, who, unlike David and all the other kings, would be a royal figure, would work justice in the world. So it doesn't have anything to do with being the Son of God or divine or any of that stuff. And the novelty here is expressed in this passage in Mark, and we find it also repeated in Luke and Matthew's gospel as well, that this Messiah is going to suffer. The Messiah was always seen as a kind of triumphant, victorious figure, not as somebody who necessarily had to suffer. Why? Is God sadomasochistic? You know, a lot of church people are, I think, but I don't think God is. It has to do with the nature of faith, I think. And that's where this passage from James is very helpful, and also the thing from Isaiah. When I was a kid, I was taught that faith was just subscribing to a bunch of propositions, you know. That's not faith. That's not faith. Faith is primarily a way of seeing the world. The only difference between me and Jesus is the world looked different to him than it does to me. In what way? That all the people in the world who are typically invisible were visible to him. Above all, this, you see it spelled out in this passage from James. So you see somebody without clothes, without food, say, well, take care of yourself, have a nice day, and then walk away. If, in fact, you do see the world the way Jesus did it, if you see these, above all, the marginalized, the poor, as your sisters and brothers, then you can't ignore them. Then you can't ignore them. You must respond. And you respond by answering their needs. Well, as long as we do this in kind of an atemporal, a spatial area, it's all right. But in the real world, it doesn't play out so simply as that. In order to be able to see that way, and above all, in order to be able to act that way, is clearly countercultural, no matter where your culture is. I was appalled yesterday to see this massive demonstration in Washington about the healthcare system and socialism, that nasty word, Obama as a Nazi, communism taking over the United States. And it seems to me in his speech on Wednesday, Obama laid it out very simply, quoting Ted Kennedy, this is not a political issue, this is a moral issue. Can you see people who are sick and have no recourse? Well, take care of yourself, it's all right. We share, I think, with our neighbors to the south, a fairly deep-seated individualism. Rugged individualism, as it's usually called. Right? We elevate independence. Well, that's the way the culture is built. But precisely to act against that is costly. And to do it in some systematic way is deadly. Calling the whole operation into question, the whole way society functions, the whole way we do business as usual. And that's why Isaiah can have this mysterious figure, the servant of the Lord, say, I've set my face like flint. That's the way it is, folk. Here I am. And this is the way I'm going to operate. But you only do it at great cost. we in the church, I think, have not done a very good job of making ourselves an example of that kind of behavior in the world. But that's what we're called to. That's what these readings call us to. To look at the world differently. To see everybody differently than we do. Nobody is ignorable.